there. Welcome to episode 17 of Dailyish. I'm Chris Enns, your host of this random Dailyish podcast. It's Thursday, April 24th, 4 degrees Celsius. It's cloudy, not raining right now, but it has been. Spring just keeps teasing us. And I'm losing the belief that summer is actually going to come. As most of the people around here seems to. It's just a general kind of like, we're just going to head back. We'll get a few days. We'll get a couple days of summer, warm, maybe 2 days of plus 20, and then the snow is going to start falling again. Because it's just, all hope is lost. So send warm thoughts up north. If you're south, if you're north from here, I'll send you my warm thoughts, I guess. I don't know. That gets weird. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. They are we are proud to have them as the launch partner of Good Stuff, and we use them to send out the newsletter at goodstuff.fm/newsletter, which I also write and need to write here this morning. On the Good Stuff related notes, we have this evening, again, Thursday, April 24th, this evening, I think it's like 8:45 Eastern time, check your local listings. We're doing Good Stuff. I named it. I can't remember now what we called it. Good Stuff Hangout. Good Stuff. Good Stuff stuff. Let me just go find the event. Anyways, a bunch of us are going to do a Google Happy Hour number 2 is what we're calling it. Doing a little Google Hangout, Google Plus Hangout, Google Live Hangout Plus on YouTube thingy. So you can tune in, see us in video form if you like. Grab an adult beverage if that's your thing of some sort, or a Coke or a pop, as they say in the States, a fizzy drink, or apple juice if you're on the paleo. Come out, hang out, meet some of the heads, the faces behind the voices that you hear on Good Stuff, and we will hopefully have a fun time just chatting about random stuff. Nothing like official. We're not doing like any, nothing. It's not like a big marketing attempt or whatever. It's kind of just an excuse to hang out with folks that we don't normally just sort of chat with face to face. We do a lot of chatting in an app, a service called Slack that allows us to talk about goings on, to do's and suggestions and questions and what do we do about this or that. But yeah, to actually see each other face-to-face and also, yeah, interact with the community at large from who listen to the various shows that we produce on Good Stuff. You can ask questions in there. There's a chat room, as usual, and things like that. So that's happening tonight. I thought for this episode I would continue or do what I sometimes do where I have a blog post in mind, but haven't quite fleshed out how it might work in written form, and so using audio, this podcast, as an opportunity to sort of flesh it out a bit. And so I posted a link to it on Twitter the other day using the service draftin.com. Great writing app, I guess, and your ability to share and get collaborative sort of feedback on things you're writing. It's a great service. So check that out, draftin.com. But the gist of it is like the frustration of in my day job, my business that I run, I build websites for folks in general and do help them with marketing and video and you know, a bit of media stuff, podcasting kind of stuff as well. But in general, it's kind of like consulting for helping small businesses locally here get on the web and what should they do. And in most of that form, it takes the form of building them a website, working with them on the content and design and helping them build a website. And the frustration I sometimes have is trying to help someone build something awesome for them and with them, but where they don't really want to take, it feels like, and this is where I get sort of sad and lonely or whatever, is where it feels like they don't really want to take my experience, wisdom, facts, training, research, and value, say, their opinion more, something that's fairly loosely based in much beyond opinion, I guess, and without a lot of research. And, you know, like it's you look at something and you ask someone's feedback on something and they kind of feel obligated to find something wrong with it. And so then they do, and then you discuss that, and all of a sudden that thing that they found wrong, the shade of the blue needs to be darker so that it pops more or something, or the logo needs to be bigger, or whatever the cliches are. And not take, and so if I've pushed back a bit and said, hey, we should maybe do it this way, it could, because of X, Y, or Z, this, I've read this here, this is a sort of a common practice here, and this is something where we don't really need to push the envelope on, it's not worth it for the user experience of your potential readers of your website or customers coming to your website, etc. And it kind of is like, no, we want it this way because it's, that's what we like. And I mean, I'm describing a scenario where it's as if it's, you know, this big tension and fight, but it's not really. I would guess most clients of mine wouldn't know that I'm that upset or that frustrated in it, because it's not, I don't carry it with me in the minute details. It's more in the aggregate of, because at the core of it, I really enjoy and want to help client A, B, and C to have an awesome website. And I feel like this is the thing I do. Let me do it for you and we'll build this awesome thing. But if we get dragged down and sort of frustrated, or like if we get dealing with the issues of something that doesn't really affect the what ultimately would be their customer viewing their website, and sort of bogged down in some of that stuff, or they start to do things with the website where it's kind of like, well, that's going against what might work well for a customer viewing your website. I know you know, the client may want to feature 30 different specials or whatever on their homepage, but you can't, you know, everything can't be special, right? You need to focus on what that one thing is for that week or that month or whatever that is special. And it feels like, I guess personally, if I was to hire someone to do a home rental job or fix my car or, I don't know, a bunch of those kind of things, I guess my personality is I go to an expert about that. I've picked this expert for this job to add a room to our house, let's say. Obviously, there's some consulting and some decisions being made on color and shape and style and how the roof line will look and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like I will trust their judgment because this is what they do for a living. Whereas I feel like often I don't, not often, but sometimes when I don't have that kind of, that feels like there isn't that same kind of respect because it's just a digital thing. It's a web thing. It's a computer thing. Anybody can use computers. My son's friends or whatever, you know, built a website in Front Page or on Squarespace and GeoCities or whatever. And so why can't we just quickly do that? I've worked in Microsoft Word or Pages or something and drag things around. Why don't you just do that and we'll quickly just make a website and with a little regard to any of the history or research or whatever. And so I feel like I would give the expert a bit of respect in that area. And I don't feel, it's not that I feel disrespected. It's kind of just that trying to figure out a way to, I guess, at the core of it, to get an opinion not to carry the same weight as fact in some regard. And it's probably, probably I could be doing more in terms of the project management workflow and, you know, developing, having sort of a initial meeting that where we get all the opinions out on the table and everybody can just sort of throw them out there and then we can throw them out and, or, you know, disregard them or have a good, healthy discussion about them. But then we move on to, this is how things actually need to work, and your opinion of the blue shade or the color blue or whatever isn't as important as X, Y, or Z. So that's some stuff I'm working through. I feel like this didn't really help me now, but I'll go try and write some more on the article that I was writing, because it helps me work through. It's less of turning into less of a rant and more of a helpful document on how to maybe manage some of this kind of process with when you're working on projects like this. I'm coming up against my time limit, my self-imposed 10-minute time limit. If you'd like to find this episode and many others, it's at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. This particular one is dailyish/17. I'm iChris on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.